hymn 528. We'll be using songbooks this evening. 528.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hymn 705. 705.
Tonight I'll be reading from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 26 through 31. It's Ezekiel 34, verses 26 through 31. And I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. I will send down the showers in their season. They shall be showers of blessing. And the trees of the field shall yield the fruit, and the earth shall yield its increase. And they shall be secure in their land. And they shall know that I am the Lord. When I break the bars of their yoke and deliver them from the hand of who enslaved them, they shall no more be a prey to the nations, nor shall the beast of the land devour them. They shall dwell securely, and none shall make them afraid. I will provide for them renowned plantations so that they shall no more be consumed with hunger in the land, and no longer suffer the reproach of the nations. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the Lord God. You are my sheep, human sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the Lord God.
Be offering a prayer for our physical thanksgivings. Let us bow. Heavenly Father, creator and provider of all, we come before you this evening with thankful hearts. And Father, we just thank you for all the many blessings that you so richly bestow upon us. We thank you for our very homes, our clothing, our jobs, our vehicles, the food that we take every day, and then so much more. And Father, where we have plenty, there are others that do not. We pray that they be full this evening, that they be comforted this evening, they be warm this evening, they be sheltered this evening. Father, we're also thankful for this building that we're afforded to worship in, to gather together as a congregation, as a family of your people. And Father, we're blessed with such a great facility, but we know that we are actually the church, Father, that these are just four walls and warmth in the winter and cool in the summer for us to come to worship you. Father, may we wear this building out, letting others know of your love and your joy and your blessings that are so richly bestowed upon us. Father, help our lives to be an example of the blessings that we have, and that we be thankful people at all times for all that's given. We're mindful of all these physical blessings, Father, but we know that they are temporary, and we know that we keep our eye on the real prize and the real blessing, which is heaven with you in the end. Forgive us when we fall short. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Hymn 118. Count your many blessings. 118.
When upon life's bills you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, take them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, take them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done.
Turn with me if you'd like. I'm going to be reading from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory.
If you would join me in prayer as we thank God for the spiritual blessings of this life. Almighty Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together to worship. We thank you for the avenue of prayer so that we can approach you. Help us to acknowledge you as King, as Lord, as Creator, all-powerful, all-knowing. Thank you for the plan you put in place before you even created this earth, so that there's a way that our sins can be forgiven, the bridge that we tear down through our mistakes can be rebuilt through the sacrifice of your Son, through the great love that you and he and the Holy Spirit have showed. Father, we thank you for your church, that we have a family that we can come to, that we can share with, both the good times and the bad, that we can learn from. Help us to understand that through the church that we can grow to know what heaven will be like. It's a piece of heaven here on earth. Help us to treat the church with love. Help us to treat each other with love. Help us to learn from your Son's example and your example in how we should care for one another and care for this world and those that are not yet come to your fold. Thank you for the avenues of worship, prayer itself, the reminder we have of your Son's death each week through communion, the fact that you teach us how to give back, how to joyfully take a portion of what you shared with us in the worldly sense and put it back to your work. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to sing and how it lifts us up, how we learn from these words, how that they can inspire us, how that we can take these songs with us and remember them through the week. They can help us through the week till we come back together, until we ultimately join with you and your Son in heaven. Father, we truly appreciate your love and the plan you put in place. Help us to avail ourselves of this gift, knowing that we don't earn it. Help us to take it in the spirit that it was given. Help us to follow the pattern that you've given us to become Christians. Help us to follow the pattern that you've given us to build your church. Help us to follow the pattern your Son gave us to live our lives. Help us to look to the word that you've given us, your Bible, to learn from, and allow the Holy Spirit to help us to understand and to guide us. These things we pray for in the name of your Son, Christ. Amen.
Hymn 941, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, 941.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at His command, and all the
I'll be reading Psalm 33, 12 through 33. Yes. And it reads, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is in vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you."
Let us pray together. Dear Father, awesome God, the creator of all that we see and know, Father, we praise you and we stand in awe of all that you have done for us and have promised. Father, we realize that we would not be here. The world would not be here. Nothing would exist without your word. We praise you for the wisdom you had in creating everything and having a plan for us to have forgiveness of the sins that we commit. We thank you for giving us the power of choice and having a way for us to have forgiveness once we have made bad choices. We thank you for loving us, for the awesome amount of love that you had to give your son that we might have forgiveness. Let us always remember that everything that we enjoy in this life comes from your hand. We thank you and we praise you. We say these things through the authority of your Son, Jesus Christ.
And 531. Praise the Lord. 531. Praise the Lord, he has adored him. Praise him, angels and
Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. It's Matthew 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Bow with me, please. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we have this opportunity to come to you tonight, offering up our prayers of thanksgiving and worship to you. And we, at this time, Father, we are mindful of those that are in need, that have going through, that are going through difficult situations in their lives at this time. We're mindful of the people that are going through the fires in California, that have lost loved ones and that have been displaced by the fire from their homes. There's much need there, and we pray that you will be with those and comfort them that are going through this terrible ordeal in their lives, and we pray that you'll comfort them, and only you know how. We're mindful of the victims of the flood and the hurricanes of our nation that are still suffering from losing their home and losing their livelihood. We pray that you will be with those that are suffering at this time and needing a lot of things in their lives. We're mindful of those that have lost loved ones due to shootings in this country in the last couple of months. Comfort those that have lost loved ones that are suffering greatly. We pray that you will comfort them. And we know, Father, that you love us and you care about us as we go through these things while we're here on this earth. And we know that through your word you have told us that you will never leave us, that you're always with us, and that we can look to you for the comfort that you give us and look to you for the hope that we have in this life, that no matter what we go through in this life, that you will always be with us, that we have faith in you that we can get through all kinds of situations in this world. And we praise you, Father, for the love that you have for all of us and for the compassion that you have for us and for the mercy and the care that you show us every day of our lives. We're so thankful so much for what you do and for your Son and his Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Hymn 669. 669. This is my Father's world. This is my Father's world.
And to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. Yeah.
3,522. That's the number of Medal of Honors that have been awarded because of heroic actions in battle. The Medal of Honor is the most prestigious and highest award that can be awarded to a military service member during time of combat. At this point, there has only been one woman by the name of Mary Walker who, during the Civil War, was awarded the Medal of Honor. But it's interesting, if you read any of the accounts of those recipients of the Medal of Honor, if you ask them why they did what they did, overwhelmingly, most of them will say, because of the man next to me. I didn't do it for country at that moment. I wasn't thinking about my family at home. I was only thinking about that man who was next to me. It was my responsibility, many will go on to save their life because I was able to in that moment. Many times in overwhelming odds because of enemy being surrounding them or because of their fellow soldiers or Marines or airmen or sailors, dead in that particular situation or wounded, they had a responsibility in a moment of action to step up and do what was needed to be done. I did it because of the person next to me. The Bible tells us in John 15 and verse 13, greater love has no man than this than to lay down his life for a friend. When you think about what Jesus Christ did for us, he forsook everything. Just as you think about those soldiers in combat, as they forsake all to put their life on the line for their fellow soldiers that are standing next to them, Jesus forsook everything, the glories of heaven, to come here and die for us on the cross of Calvary. God demonstrated his love towards us in that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5 and verse 8. God said he loved us enough to send his Son, who was willing to leave the glories of heaven, to forsake everything because he called us his friend and was willing to die for us. That he was willing to stand up in that moment when nobody else would, that he was willing to take on the sins and the sacrifices of the world, John 3:16, because he loved us. We have a lot of things for which to be thankful this year, and certainly physical blessings, but I think if it wasn't for Jesus Christ, we would have nothing. Colossians 3:17 talks about the authority that God has in relation to what Jesus did for us. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We have to thank God for Jesus and what he was willing to do for us, and that he was willing to go to the cross and bear the sins for the entire world. For us, he was willing to die. Just as those soldiers in combat forsake everything and they aren't thinking about themselves. And it's really interesting, if you ever read any of the accounts, they said the last thing I ever thought about was my life. My job was to protect my men. Jesus' job was to protect us at Calvary so we wouldn't have to do what he did. And tonight we all need to be thankful for that and never forget the spiritual sacrifice that Christ was willing to lay down and the physical cost and what it cost him to do exactly that at Calvary. So tonight I hope you're thankful for that. That everyone tonight here has the opportunity of salvation and eternity with God because of what Jesus Christ did at Calvary. And because of that, the opportunity is always afforded to us as long as God allows us to live and to be here, that we can be offered and extended the invitation. And tonight we want to do that. So if you're thankful, yet you've never obeyed the gospel and you appreciate what Jesus did for you in that moment that he was willing to lay down his life for you at Calvary, then tonight the invitation is extended to you. In the gospel plan of salvation, God lays it all out for us and he makes it simple. His commands are not grievous. They're not difficult for us to follow. And Jesus was willing to do that for us to make it simple. And yet many people forsake it. So tonight, if you're willing to repent of your sins, confessing your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that he's the one who laid down his life for you, Matthew 10:32, and to put on Jesus Christ in baptism tonight, Acts 2 and verse 38, then tonight you have the opportunity to show Jesus exactly what he means to you because of his sacrifice. And tonight, if you're here as a child of God and you've strayed away or need to come home or you need encouragement, whatever the case is, the Bible tells us in 1 John that he is willing and faithful and just to forgive those who come to him. So tonight you have an opportunity. Maybe it is that you're just thankful for what you have. Maybe you just need encouragement. Whatever the case is, tonight is your opportunity as together we stand and as we sing.
Just what lost inside our bright with God.
Thank you all for coming out tonight for our Bible study and time of Thanksgiving. We appreciate your presence. We want all of you to have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Enjoy your time with family. If you're planning on being at the building for the Thanksgiving dinner, please make sure you have already signed up. If you haven't, just show up. I'm sure the Lord will provide. So, but if you have any questions, see Gene and Carol. And if there's not enough food, you can come by our house. We'll have some. Ladies, you have a week from Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the Ornament and Cookie Exchange. If you have any questions on that, see Lori Gill and Sandy Learberg. It's December 1st here at the building. I assume it's at the building. Yes? Okay. And also that Sunday following that on December 2nd, baby shower for the Seavers here at the building from 2 to 4. So please keep that in mind as well. Trent Key, Debbie Ard's nephew, went through his heart catheterization, is recovering from that, so keep him in your prayers. Also remember those of our members who are going through cancer treatments right now in your prayers this week as well. Most of all, pray for safety for everyone this week. Some of you still may be traveling. We have a lot of our members out, and we'll be traveling back, so we'll pray for that as well. But enjoy the holidays, enjoy the time with your family, and be thankful to God for every breath that we get to take. If you would, let's close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for everyone being here tonight to sing praises unto you and offer prayers of thanksgiving for all the many blessings you bestow upon us. We recognize that everything we have that is of any value at all comes from you. We pray that we'll never forget that or take it for granted. We pray that the blessings that we do have, we'll find ways and opportunities to be able to share that with others. They might see Christ living in us, that they might ask a question as to why we are doing what we're doing, and we can say it's because we want to be like Christ and bring attention to you. Be with us as we leave here tonight. Keep us safe as we travel, and bring us back at the next appointed time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.